The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on April 15th, 2022, entitled Etzba Elohim, the Finger of Which God? The first miraculous sign that Moshe performed before Paro was the transformation of Aharon's staff into a snake. This sign was replicated by Paro's sorcerers. The first and second of the 10 plagues were also replicated by the sorcerers, but not the third. As it says in Shemos 8:15, the sorcerers did the same with their magic to draw forth the lice, but they could not. The sorcerers said to Paro, "It is the finger of God." Paro's heart was strong, and he did not heed them, as Hashem had spoken. The phrase exclaimed by the sorcerers was Etzba Elohim. This is commonly understood to be a concession on their part and an acknowledgement that this was from Hashem. Rashi, for instance, interprets their words to mean, "This plague was not done by magic, it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." There is a glaring problem with this explanation. The divine name used by the sorcerers is Elohim, but this whole time, Moshe had been speaking in the name of Hashem, i.e. the Tetragrammaton. Indeed, when Moshe first approached Paro in the name of Hashem, Paro responded, "Who is Hashem that I should heed his voice to send out Israel? I do not know Hashem, nor will I send Israel out." But during the second plague, Paro was already sufficiently familiar with Hashem to the point where he said, "Entreat Hashem that he remove the Tzfardea from me and my people, and I shall send out the people that they may bring offerings to Hashem." If the sorcerers intended to admit to Paro that this was from Hashem, the deity whom Paro himself had just acknowledged by name in the last plague, why would they say Etzba Elohim? Why not Etzba Hashem? In light of these difficulties, the Ibn Ezra concludes that Etzba Elohim was not an acknowledgement on the sorcerer's part that the plague was sent by Hashem. Rather, as Ibn Ezra writes in Shemos 8:15, quote, "They said to Paro, 'This plague did not come via Aharon on behalf of Israel to send Israel forth. Rather, it was a plague of Elohim in accordance with the arrangement of stars over the mazel, the zodiac sign of Egypt.' I, Ibn Ezra, have already explained that Paro did not deny the creator, but only the deity Hashem that Moshe mentioned to him," end quote. Malbim, also on Shemos 8:15, sides with Ibn Ezra on this matter and explains the psukim in an even more radical way. Quote, "When you look through all these parshios, you will never find Paro or the Egyptians calling Hashem by the name Elohim, but only by the Tetragrammaton. The name Elohim was for them a reference to the celestial order or to their gods, not to the God of Israel who was called by the Tetragrammaton. The only time they used the name Elohim is when they said, 'Go and offer sacrifices to your Elohim,' in Shemos 8:21, meaning Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, and not simply Elohim, which would be the God of Egypt. Thus, it is clear that when they said Etzba Elohim, they were not referring to the God of Israel, for if they were, they should have said Etzba Hashem Hu, or Etzba Elokei Yisrael. Since this plague came without warning, they thought that it didn't come from the God of Israel for the sake of Israel, because if so, Moshe would have been informed of it by God, and he would have warned Paro in advance. Rather, they said that this plague was sent to them by the God of Egypt, whom they referred to by the unqualified name Elohim," literally God. It is for this reason that the Pasuk subsequently says, "Paro's heart was strong and he did not heed them," because there was no need to be afraid anymore, for his fear had passed in light of the sorcerer's words. End quote from the Malbim. According to this interpretation, there is no indication in the psukim that any faction of Egypt, neither the sorcerers nor Paro, acknowledged Hashem's miraculous intervention until the fourth plague, when Hashem informed Paro in advance, saying, "I will make a distinction between my people and your people." It was only after the fourth plague that Paro said, "Go bring your offerings to your God, entreat for me." The fourth plague was Egypt's first acknowledgement that, quote, "I am Hashem in the midst of the land," end quote. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.